The time is come. Music for the revolution. For the workers and for the people, by the people.
The Labor Music Network of Ontario presents A Song for Labor with special guests George Hewison, Fellow Worker, Touch of Class, Tria, La Libertad, and Other Friends of Labor. Friday, June 3rd, 8 p.m. at the Steelworkers Hall, 25 Cecil Street in Toronto. Tickets are for sale for $10 at the Labor Education Center, 15 Gervais Drive, Suite 100. For more information, call 416-537-6532 or email Linda Young at lyoung@laboreducation.org. Pittsburgh-based agitator Anne Feeney performs music that she says is designed to comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable. She has lived her life on the front lines, performing at thousands of rallies, picket lines, and demonstrations over the years, including the WTO demonstrations in Seattle, Solidarity Day in Washington, D.C., and for $1.5 million at the April 25, 2004 March for Women's Lives. Come and see the woman that Utah Phillips calls the best labor singer in North America. It's a war on occupational health and safety. It's a war on social security. Now thanks to WTO, GATT, NAFTA, MAI, the IMF, and the World Bank, it's a worldwide war. I said it's time we started calling the shots.
This program is dedicated to the labor song, the music that inspires us, the music that tells us the truth, that tells us the story, that educates us about what's going on, what's happened with the worker, what is the evolution of this working class, because we are part of that working class, we are the majority, and we're still being in this world with these rights for the workers are not respected, with the rights for the workers every day are being lack of security, lack of more stability in the workplaces. And it's important that we know and that we realize how this movement and how the workers have been affected in one part and in one stage of our lives that we can learn is through the music. The music fulfill the purpose of educate the masses. And so let's stop talking and let's give the chance to the music to speak to us. And so this tonight we're going to dedicate, like I said, to the labor song. And we're going to hear amazing interpretations. And pay attention, because this is music that tell you something, that makes you more conscious and makes you more open to understand and to see why these things are happening and why these things happened in the past and now they are still current. And this is music that teach you something. So let's start with We're the Workers in the voice and interpretation of Anne Feeney.
Listen up, we've got a war zone here today, right in our heartland. And across the USA, these multinational bastards don't use tanks and guns, it's true. But they've declared a war on us, fight back, it's up to you. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers, and it's time we started calling the shots. Going to work could be the death of you and me, but we're not unarmed. Our weapon's solidarity, Jim Beals and Karen Silkwood, the list goes on and on. With every year that passes, 60,000 more gone. Oh, it's a war on the worker.
War on the worker.
They boost your copay.
War on the workers.
Don't you know what to say?
War on the workers.
When they talk privatization.
War on the workers.
And cooperation.
War on the workers.
When they call you a team.
War on the workers.
You better learn how to scream.
War on the workers.
Oh,
war on the workers.
Oh, it's a war education. It's a war on child labor protection. It's a war on the 8-hour day. It's a war on occupational health and safety. It's a war on social security. Now thanks to WTO, GATT, NAFTA, MAI, the IMF, and the World Bank, it's a worldwide war. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Yeah, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers. And it's time, sisters and brothers, you know it's time right now. I said it's time we started calling the shots.